League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
January is notoriously a very popular month for people to get separated and file for divorce.
What do you think that is, Anna? I think people, you know, they've made it through the holidays, which can be stressful, and then it's reflection. And do I want to be in this same place 1 year from now?
I think it has a lot to do with the holidays are over. Now it's time to move forward, and I've been thinking about this, and it's time. Diva Graham is a licensed clinical social worker who has helped hundreds of couples improve the quality of their marriage and even has a book about it. You can find it online at fixyourmarriagebook.com. Zaiba, what is your theory to save marriages and to keep your marriage healthy?
Well, this is so simple that you won't believe it. What I ask them is, on a scale of 1 to 10, where is your marriage right now? A 1 being the worst ever, 10 being the best ever. And then I ask them, where would you need to be to feel satisfied on the scale? Then I would ask, what could you do to bring your marriage up maybe a half a point? What can your spouse do to help bring your marriage up a half a point? And when I would ask them things like this, they would say, well, if he'd help Billy with his homework, I'd think I'd go up a half a point. And she would say, if he would stop complaining about my mom, I'd go up a whole point. And so they go through this. They do some of these small things that can just help them go up maybe a half a point or a point until they get up to a place where about a 7.5, I felt like if you can get up to about a 7.5, then you're going to be there for the long run.
Zaiba, sounds to me like tuning up your credit report, basically. Like, you're like, okay, I'm going to do this. You know what I mean? Like, we check a couple little boxes on these other things. I mean, is that to say that basically if we take care of some of the, you know, everyday kind of issues, we tend to give ourselves a little bit more time and grace? Like, because a 7 or an 8 doesn't always sound like a victory to somebody else. But if you're at a 4, it looks pretty darn good.
If they started a 4 and they all of a sudden, maybe like I'd see them next week, they'd be a 5. They'd be like, whoa. And then when they get to a 7.5, they're like, well, let's just keep going till we get to about 8 or a 9. I mean, they get excited about it. Here's another question. If suddenly your spouse turned into the perfect spouse, in what ways would you change? Whoa. Well, I guess I'd have to be perfect, too. That's what they tell me. And then everything is in the future. Never go backwards. You want to go to help people take them to the future. What's it going to be like when our marriage is a 10? You know, what would it be like? What would you be saying? What would I be saying?
You know, I saw that on your website. You say one of the things that's important is to leave the past in the past. What if one person cannot get over something that has happened? If they can't get over it and it keeps coming up in fights and it's something that is detrimental, at that point, do you just say this relationship is over, this marriage is over?
Okay, the only time I would go to the past is in a positive way. Like, gosh, he used to put gas in my car every Friday before I went to work, you know. And then I asked the miracle question. The miracle question is, if your marriage was a 10, what would be different? About half the answers are stuff that already has happened in the past, but they've just forgotten to do. There's no blame. And then they remember, oh my gosh, when we had a hot tub, we used to sit in there when the kids were in bed and we just talked for a half hour. Our marriage was great then.
Zaiba Graham is a licensed clinical social worker. He has helped hundreds of couples. And if you want to learn more about his book and his way to fix your marriage and keep it healthy in the new year, you can head to fixyourmarriagebook.com. Where do dogs belong and where don't they belong? There's a puppy named Bowie and he's gone viral. And it has people torn about whether his job is good for a dog or not. And I know, just looking around this room, There's going to be a lot of split decisions on this. Raven, producer Julie, producer Justin, listen to this.
When When playtime is over and most of the dogs at this Broomfield Park have to head home,
come on, let's go.
Bowie's day,
let's go to work,
is just beginning. Boy.
Bowie's got a job, got a job.
I love it. This reporter makes it sound like he's an indentured servant. Mm-hmm. Bowie's got to go to work.
So what's his job?
Good boy.
The front seat of Kevin's Kia happens to be the front seat of his office, where the Uber driver had a crazy idea last year to bring Bowie along for the ride.
He's a co-pilot in his owner's Uber car.
I mean, I don't think that that's all that crazy. I mean, that's probably a necessity for him. He's like, you know what? I love my dog. If not, I'd leave him home here. Why don't I take him with me to work? People are either going to be for it or not. I wonder if there's dog button, though, on Uber.
There should be.
Yeah.
Because I have a feeling we're not going to agree on this. So if you call for an Uber and here shows up your car with a dog sitting in the front seat, there's what the owner has to say about it.
I knew people would like it. Instantly, it was a big hit.
Kevin quickly realized the reactions from the back seat were pure gold, so he started posting them online.
Of course he did.
You are so soft. Oh.
We have an Uber dog.
Look at him.
Hi there.
Hi. I mean, if you're dog people, those tips are going up.
Go ahead.
That's
you
a
are
win.
Getting, yeah, mm-hmm. You are getting paid.
He started posting these videos of all these people fawning over his dog to mm-hmm. YouTube.
Bowie the Uber dog now has hundreds of thousands of followers.
Of course he does.
Oh, this God. Reporter is so jealous. This reporter is so mad at this dog.
So there's been a lot of back and forth on this. On do you want a dog picking you up in your Uber? Not driving, of course. They don't have thumbs, so it's unavailable at the time.
You know, I got to tell you, if we're talking about self-driving taxis and all that stuff in the future, I'd be thrilled if there was a dog in the front seat just to keep me company while I was picked up and commuted from one spot to the other. I'm a dog person. So as long as your dog ain't super smelly, as long as he's not super drooly and the window ain't open and it's not flying in my face, I'm a fan of the dog being there.
Julie.
I don't know. I'm worried about its safety. It's sitting in the front seat, and that's not safe.
Do you know Raven's dogs have car seats?
Oh, yeah.
Now, I'm sure they do.
Yeah, they're tiny dogs, so, you know, they need to, or else they wouldn't be able to see out the window.
Lila sits on the floor because mm-hmm. she's, I don't know, a normal dog.
Yeah, but
she doesn't
bigger.
Need to look out. She doesn't look out the window. She doesn't want to look out the window.
She stays on the floor?
Yes.
That's the strangest dog behavior weird. I've ever heard in my life.
No.
Like, she's acting like she's kidnapped in the back of your SUV.
She loves it. She loves it.
She loves it to look at the door from the interior.
She never, really lifts her head. Never lifts her head.
That is the craziest thing I ever heard.
Curled up under my daughter's feet.
No, yeah. My dog is 22 pounds and out the window. Like, he's out the window.
Justin, good idea, bad idea to bring your dog on an Uber drive?
Mm.
Bad idea. I love the idea. I do. But I can see so many things going sideways with this for a myriad of reasons. Allergies.
Yes.
What if the dog's having a bad day? What if the dog needs to
right.
go
the dog
out
has a bad
in
day,
the middle
you
of an Uber ride? Okay. So many things can go wrong. I love the idea, but I don't think I would be for it.
I always say
Justin is an anxious person.
But,
huh? I'm like
but,
starting
but
to
I'm
figure
the same
this
way.
Out.
I agree with every single thing he said. Dogs don't belong in the Uber. You call for an Uber, you don't know who the person that you're picking up is. And like you were talking about.
I mean, you
don't
know who's picking you up.
Well,
either.
Is a dog.
Yeah. You know, I mean, you don't know.
I don't know. It's exactly like Colorado is right now with this whole story. Torn down the middle right here in the studio.
Yeah, we need a dog button on there. Mm-hmm. A dog rating, maybe. That would be all right.
Why are dogs so bougie? You notice that? You spoil your dog, and all of a sudden, they are the most spoiled animal around.
Well, that's kind of the thing, is I think the more that you pay attention to your animal, the more that you indulge in those little personality traits or whatever, the more that you see, and then therefore, the more that happens.
Yeah. So what is the thing that your pet refuses to eat? You can call or text 1-800-330-9999. I have a high anxiety rescue named Lila. We call her Lila Bear because she looks like a bear. She's big and brown.
Mm-hmm.
And she begs for food 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Her existence is around us giving her food.
Yeah, some dogs are like that. They're highly food motivated.
Oh, yeah. And that's Lila Bear. And the problem is that she has gotten so bougie and so spoiled that she'll only eat the things she wants. So if I'm cutting up a vegetable and I give her some lettuce or I give her, I don't know, a carrot, she will put it in her mouth
mm-hmm.
and then she will have this look of disgust come over her and then she will walk 6 feet away as if she's hiding the fact from me and I'm not going to find it in 6 seconds when I go around the corner and spit it out on the floor.
Yeah, let me ask you, though. So she still waits there, though, like she wants one. She wants a piece of whatever it is that you're doing.
Knowing perfectly well she's not going to eat it.
Yeah, she doesn't want it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got the opposite thing. So one of my dogs will eat anything. Mm. He's a vacuum. Like, so you have to be careful with what gets dropped because, you know, dogs can't eat everything. And he will just, you know, suck it all up, including dust, lint, whatever. Like, he will eat absolutely everything. And then the other one is same thing. Super bougie. Won't eat any vegetables or anything like that. Like, if vegetables are in his food, like, the, you know, we get Fresh Pet, he eats around them.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, and if he doesn't want his crunchies, that's what we call the, you know, the hard food that we put in there, too. Like, we do a mix thing. He'll just eat around that, too.
Yep.
And if the Fresh Pet is good for a week once you open it up, past the third day, he doesn't like it.
Well, it's like leftovers.
Yeah.
Your dog doesn't like leftovers.
So then we have to switch to the other kind of Fresh Pet so that it'll continue to eat over the next couple days, or else we'll agonize and we'll think that he's starving himself to death.
Which is not. That's not true.
No, he's like a 12-pound dog. He could probably go without eating for 4 or 5 days.
And be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like fasting.
I don't know why they hate vegetables so much. And I realize that this is common not only with my dog, but young children. I was like, if what does Lila and my kids have in common, my 16-year-old and my 6-year-old, is like, I can't get them to eat anything healthy.
Yeah.
That seems to be the problem. So we sent producer Julie around the office to ask, like, why is your dog bougie? What won't they eat? And it wasn't surprising.
Broccoli and cucumbers, kind of anything green he didn't really like.
Do they eat it at all or do they just spit it right out?
Sniff it, lick it, and then spit it right out.
Sniff it, lick it, spit it. That's what they do.
Barkley loves cucumbers. And if I drop broccoli, he'd eat it.
Really? Not Lila.
I'll go right down this list side by side if I have to.
Our dogs eat everything. He will not touch fruits, vegetables, anything like that. Unless it's apples, and it has to be from like a farm. If you get like just a bag of apples, trust he won't eat it. But if he knows I went to the apple orchard and I cut him up the same apple I give to my 6-year-old, he will eat that.
What?
That's cray cray.
Yeah. Is your dog so bougie that there's certain things that they won't eat? Lila Bear, my rescue. She's so bougie. She's always hungry. My little daughter, my 6-year-old, gave her the nickname Fatty Pants.
Yeah.
Because every time she leaves like a quesadilla or her little muffins unattended, Lila's going at it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No question. That's how Barkley and Jaden became friends. Like, at first the dog was like, this baby doesn't need to be hanging out here at the house. This is my spot. And then the baby started throwing food off the high chair area.
Yeah.
Oh, all of a sudden they're besties now.
Yeah. The first time Dakota called her Fatty Pants, I giggled. Now it's all the time that's what we call her. She's such a Fatty Pants, except she won't eat vegetables or fruit or anything healthy. Which I find ironic because she'll take it in her mouth to appease me to understand that it's okay.
Yeah.
But she won't actually eat it. She goes and spits it out around the corner, and then I just find pieces of lettuce and cucumber around the house.
It's a numbers game for her. She figures that she has to keep accepting everything that you're doing at that time in hopes that it'll be something she actually likes.
So we sent producer Julie around the office to the office squad to ask, what is the thing their bougie dogs won't eat?
They will not touch McDonald's apple slices. I don't know if it's something that they put on them or what, but they'll just look at it and they'll just look like, are you going to make me eat that?
You know what it is that they're putting on it?
What?
Apple. That's what the dog didn't want.
There's something about the dog McDonald's the apple slices. I don't know. Something about that little bag of them.
Mm.
I'm kind of with the dog on this.
Cut it fresh. Cut it fresh.
Mm-hmm.
He will not eat dog treats, specifically like the milk bone dog treats.
So what do you give him when he's a good dog?
I give him cheese, and I give him turkey meatballs, and I give him boar's head turkey slices.
I mean, that's a bougie dog right there.
That dog's bougie, but he might also have a tooth problem. Check him out. All that stuff was soft that he eats. What if it's a hard thing that's bothering him?
Maybe he doesn't like
it. Could be.
Cucumbers.
He doesn't like milk bones.
Right, milk bones.
It could be that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
When my dog was alive and I fed her the kibble that had multicolored pieces like orange for carrots and green for peas, she ate in the bowl but left all the peas.
So she could tell.
She could tell.
Oh, yeah.
That was the only thing at the bottom of the bowl when she was done that day.
Huh.
That's how Baxter is. Nothing but carrots and cranberries left from the Fresh Pet in the bottom of the bin.
Interesting.
Yep.
Talia, what does your dog refuse to eat?
His own food. He wants human food. Yeah. It's so bad.
Right now, we have 3 different kinds of food that are options just for one of our dogs daily. None of them medicated. None of them recommended. Just all the fact that he's finicky and he's bougie. And some days he doesn't want to eat this and some days he doesn't want to eat that. But he'll always eat stuff that I'm eating.
Well, my husband always complains that when Lila doesn't eat her food, it's because I'm spoiling her and giving her all of my food. And she's like, she's mad about it.
Yeah.
And then he'll say, just don't give it to her. She'll eat her food eventually. And you know what? I don't like to admit when he's right. But she eventually will eat her food if she's hungry.
Yeah, I mean, if you're starving, you're going to eat something.
Charlie, what won't your dog eat?
Doesn't like corn nuts.
Is that right?
How do you find out? Did you just give them to one day and he's hocking
them
out?
Yeah, she chewed them for a couple seconds and coughed them up.
Yeah, my dog will eat anything. He will literally eat anything. And if it's something that he despises, he'll give it a few chews. He'll probably get the first one down, but he won't take the second one.
The corn nuts.
Like a cursory crunch.
I'm surprised. It seems like something they would enjoy, the corn nuts.
Right? I mean, I think my dog would like them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She coughs them back up. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's funny.
And after the first time, you're like, you know what? I'm not going to do this again.
Right.
I like them fine. So, more for me.
Right. You know they really hate them when you're getting the spillover. You're shoveling a bunch into your mouth and it's falling off you and they're just leaving it there.
Yeah. You're not even paying attention.
That never happens in my house.
There's a book called Inner Excellence, and it just became Amazon's newest number one best-selling book.
Okay. Is this The Secret to Riches for me?
No.
A great life ahead? What is it?
It's all because an NFL player was reading it on the sidelines during a game this past weekend. So here is the commentators watching it all go down.
So A.J. Brown, he's a little frustrated. Obviously, he hasn't seen too many balls today. He's going to read a little passage here.
I haven't seen too many people read books, but I've seen a quarterback eat a hot dog.
Very helpful. Very good.
What quarterback ate a hot dog?
I don't know.
I want to know, Tom Brady. That's the biggest story that I need to know about.
I'm about to say.
I'm going to Google that
right
after
this. I'm
going to
guess it was somebody that was hungry, Raven. That's going to be my guess.
Please find out who ate a hot dog. I need to know.
A.J. Brown is the star receiver for the Eagles, and he was just chilling, reading his book on the sidelines. And, of course, everybody wants to know about this book now, which has shot to number one. I was watching this live, and I said to my husband, I go,
is that dude reading a book?
Is he reading a book? And he was like, yeah. And he acted like it was no big deal. I go, babe, there's a game going on. So I made him rewind it.
Yeah.
So I could see exactly who it was. And I'm like, A.J. Brown's just reading a book on the sidelines?
If it's working for him there. Mm-hmm. So what is the book? And
Inner Excellence is a book by self-help author Jim Murphy. And it's all about mental skills. So how did he feel when he realized that it was his book, was the book that A.J. Brown was reading?
He was reading the book and he had the book. I saw it on the sideline recently. And so I thought, that's really cool. I didn't know he was bringing it to every game and reading it after every drive. So, that's really neat.
Yeah.
I mean, what about that? Bringing it to every game and reading it after every drive, every series that he goes out there to perform. Here's the thing that you may not know, Anna, as a casual football fan. A.J. Brown's kind of crazy.
Oh.
He's kind of tightly wound. Mm-hmm. Incredible receiver, but tightly wound, as divas and wide receivers typically are. So if this calms him, helps him find his zen. I mean, did the coach give him the book?
No, it was one of his, I actually read who it was and I didn't know who it was because I don't know too much about the NFL, but it was one of his teammates that gave him the book and suggested it.
Oh, man. Well, that teammate is smart.
And if you look at the book, it's highlighted. There's notes.
He's been through it.
He's been through that book.
He's got things that he can get grounded with that book.
All right. So what's this book about?
Kind of the thesis for Inner Excellence is that self-centeredness is the greatest challenge that we face in performance and in life. It leads to fear. And selflessness is fearless.
It sounds like every other.
What's the name of that book?
Inner Excellence.
Inner Excellence. Wow.
So what I've done I've selected three excerpts from Inner Excellence. Raven, give us some book reading music, and we're going to read these out loud to see if we feel any better or more motivated for our day.
Go ahead.
We've all had times when everything came together in perfect harmony. Sacred moments when we were totally immersed in the experience and felt fully alive.
We're so hard on ourselves, amplifying all our regrets and failures, that we neglect to see what's possible. A life of freedom, filled with deep contentment, joy, and confidence, independent of circumstances.
In the pursuit of extraordinary performance, it's easy to succumb to anxiety and pressure because so much is out of your control. When you learn to live a life that is fully engaged, however, then you can perform your best and love the challenge.
Oh, I feel so good.
I think it worked. I think we're all better
now.
Go
for a pass right now.
No.
Go deep.
No, I'm not getting out of this seat. I'm tired. Can we just take a nap?
Well, thank you for sharing with us, A.J. Brown. We do appreciate it.
Do women belong at NFL watch parties? Because Raven doesn't think so.
Oh, no. That is not even close to reality, and nothing that I believe is up to me to decide. Here's the thing. I have no problem with girls at watching parties, watching football. I know plenty of women are football fans,
yep.
Which is great. I love that. I'm totally with Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, all that. I'm welcome to all new fans. But this past weekend, Wild Card Weekend got underway for the NFL playoffs, and me and a few of the guys went out, just the guys, to the bars to watch the games, and we have never done this before, Anna, and surprise, surprise, some of the wives and girlfriends were not very happy about this situation.
No?
No. So a group text went out in the run-up of the week prior to the games and said, hey, thinking about taking out Wagner. It was just his birthday. A couple of us missed his birthday party, so we're gonna take him out for some drinks, for some food, watch the games here. And I got the text messages. By the time it came to me, I said, okay, girls in, girls out. And they said, no girls. Mm-hmm. Steve says to me,
these are grown men, by the way. This is not a high school party.
Yeah, okay. Steve relates to me that Wagner basically decided this. Now, this is all fine and good, and I'm only putting this out there as public information at this point now because I only knew this when my wife quoted the text back to me on Tuesday.
So the women had their own chain. All the wives and the girlfriends.
Discussing what had been discussed with this.
That they were not allowed to come out.
Yes, my wife says to me, I think it's hurtful and upsetting that we can't just come along and enjoy a pizza or something like that before. And then if you boys want to go do something after or whatever, and the girls go out and do girls' days all the time, to be fair, right? But here's the thing. I knew my wife was displeased, but I said, you know what? The rest of the guys decided, babe. But I showed up in there, and I knew that my wife saw one of their girlfriends the night before, and I knew that people were talking amongst themselves. I walked in, and I asked this question.
Who's in trouble? Who's not in trouble?
I'm in trouble.
Semi-trouble.
When did your trouble begin, Wagner? Was it last night?
Yes.
Yeah, because when your wife met my wife, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wagner's girlfriend didn't really totally have a problem with it until she was clued in on more details here, right?
To talk to your wife.
But again, my wife had the details. So how is it that my wife had the details here? Mm-hmm. I was asked and then quoted again some of these text message details to myself. So then I asked this question.
Somebody spilled the content of that text to somebody, or somebody's text was read by somebody. So, Steve, did you share the contents of that conversation with your wife?
No, I did not. I honestly didn't.
You didn't say the question was asked, girls or no girls.
Wait.
Is Steve lying? Steve lying?
You listen to voices all day long, just like me in a room.
Steve is lying.
This is like interrogation.
He's the one that gave it all up.
I was like, wait a minute. You did what? He says, no, I honestly did not. I did not. And then I continue on. I said, Steve, that didn't happen?
Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah.
Immediately flips on that. Not only did Steve reveal the contents of this text message to his new wife, Anne, but also, you know, there's a saying. You don't have to be faster than the bear. You only have to be faster than your friend. Steve continues.
Yes, and Wagner said, hey, us guys never get together, so,
No, I know what he said. Yeah. But then you said it to your wife.
Yeah.
The second word out of Steve's mouth was Wagner said.
So he threw him under the bus. Wagner said no girls at our NFL watch party, and then he reported back to his wife, Anne, and Anne told all the women, including your wife, Alicia, who continued the chain, to make sure that all the wives knew that they were specifically left out of this day.
I'm pretty sure I'm still in trouble.
Okay. Yeah. Is TikTok really going away on Sunday for all Americans? Dr. Belina D'Abreu is an author, global media literacy educator, and president of the International Council for Media Literacy.
Wow.
Is this it? Is this the end of viral dances and TikTok recipes?
No, I don't think so. I think what we're going to see is that it's going to shift and change, even if the Supreme Court makes a decision that says, you know, we're going to close it down forever. It's going to take quite a while before it all processes through. Just like anything else, it's an app. So when an app gets updates, we won't get them any longer. And eventually, I think it'll just change, and it'll change the way in which people use it.
Oh, wait a minute, doctor. You mean that somebody isn't walking over immediately flipping a switch or hitting some sort of radio blocker for all our phones here in America, and we won't be able to get these things?
Not in the United States, as far as I know. Okay. that's not the plan, at least. And who knows, between now and this decision-making, there are people who are interested in purchasing TikTok in the U.S. Mr. Wonderful, in fact, from Shark Tank, he's very interested in it. So who knows the direction it'll go if it does get picked up by someone who wants to buy it.
Yeah, the Chinese have made it very clear that they have no intention of selling it, which I know is one of the conditions that Americans gave China. It was like, if you get somebody else to sell it and it becomes American-owned, then it's a different story.
Yeah, but that's like negotiation tactics right there.
Well, last time President Trump was president, he tried to get it banned and it didn't work. And now he says that he's going to do everything to save it. Is that a real thing?
I think there's certainly security concerns, but we have privacy issues with other things in our own country that we don't address. We can't get laws passed just to control the things that happen here. So I think eventually what will happen is that we'll have TikTok, but it'll be a version that may be a little bit different. I don't think that it's going to evolve into something that we won't ever see again.
The fact is that even if there was an off switch and it turned off tomorrow, it really affects nothing. There's, as you said, many other platforms, many other information gathering systems, right? Like, are these guys just the best at it, and that's why we're looking at it?
I think they're really good at it, 100%. But like you said, there's other variations of this in other programs. The problem is, I think there's this worry about kids in these places. There's these worries about how information is getting out through here. There's a disinformation piece, which people are really concerned about. And we do need to legitimately look at all of those things. But in terms of the actual app itself, how it's going to function, it may evolve, but it's going to have to require that people really want to see changes within the app itself. And I think that's the harder part, is that people say, yes, we really want change, and then nothing happens. you know, and hey, influencers still want to influence, and it's been a really interesting tool for them, and it's gotten a lot of attention, and they've been able to circulate products and ideas and all sorts of things along with that. That's not something that I think people want to see go away necessarily.
One last question. Would you care if tomorrow was your last day using TikTok?
Not really.
Yeah.
But
me neither.
I mean, that's the truth. I mean, listen, I, like everybody else, if I see something, sure, it's interesting, but it doesn't affect my life in that way. I get information from a variety of sources, and I certainly don't look at it as my be-all, end-all, too. However, I'm not someone who's under 30 years old or 25 or a 16-year-old who's, you know, putting out their little dance videos hoping that someone is going to look for them and gain fame. Will it affect their lives? They'll find other ways of getting information out there, because they always have.
You know what? Yeah, right. It's not putting $1 million in your bank account, but you do like cat videos. Mm-hmm. So do I. Right. They're very funny.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time. That was really great.
No problem. Thank you.
When did we turn into a society that we have to watch every video, and every single thing that we buy requires a video explanation of it, too?
That's just diligence and research, Anna. If the information is available to you, certain people want to go ahead and absorb that information.
This is what I'm about to say is gross, but I realized that last year when we bought our new home, we bought it from very good friends of ours.
Mm-hmm.
And we never changed out the toilet seats, which I know in retrospect sounds disgusting, but it never crossed our mind. Like, they're clean, good people. So it just, when we moved in, I don't know, we didn't think of it. We didn't even change the locks.
It's
honestly
one of those things that you do immediately.
Yeah.
You change the locks, you change the toilet seats.
I mean, but when you buy from, like, your good friends, then I don't know. Anyway, yes, we should have done it. So we never did it. So I said to my husband this past weekend, I go, this is the weekend, change the toilet toilet seats.
This is the time.
All right, so
decided that something needs to be done.
So we look up the toilet seats on Home Depot's website to, like, see which toilet seats we're supposed to buy, because, you know, we didn't buy the toilets, they came with the house.
Yeah, and you're not toilet seat experts.
No, we don't know much about toilet seats at all.
Right.
And he starts pulling up all the videos of the toilet seats, and I'm like, why are we gonna watch videos about toilet seats? So then I started paying attention. I got pulled into the vortex. Listen to this.
This is the soft close elongated toilet seat from Toto. If you're looking for a comfortable, safe, and quiet toilet seat, this one is for you.
Perfect.
Wait, what? Hold on.
First off, it's good to know the shape, all right, because nobody has circles anymore, all right? You need elongated, so that's good.
Yeah,
and it's
that's
good. You see it in the video, and you're like, look, that's a toilet.
No, Raven,
we've got a toilet. It's the same.
Clearly, we've listened to different things, because I heard,
if you're looking for a comfortable, safe, and quiet toilet seat,
comfortable, safe, and quiet?
Mine are comfortable.
Are yours loud?
They are quiet.
Do they yell at you?
No. But I'm glad to hear that they might be safe also.
So the minute I heard that, the safe part, now I'm tuned in. I'm like, what are these people talking about?
Right.
The soft close seat is constructed of solid, high-impact plastic, and it's specifically designed to reduce injury and to eliminate annoying toilet seat slam.
Wait, hold on. Hold on.
And it's specifically designed to reduce injury.
Reduce injury from what?
Lots of injuries are happening in that bathroom, I guess. Lots of injuries happening around toilets.
When was the last time your toilet hurt you?
Yeah.
I was like, who are these people getting injured by toilets?
I love the fact that he follows up with that annoying toilet slap, too. That's the noisy one. Like, if you're still living like a pauper and you've still got seats that don't have the soft clothes, then you know the slap.
Oh, my gosh. My husband, he just installed it last night. They came so fast. And he went to go close.
They knew you needed it. It was like, an emergency. Somebody could have got hurt.
Really? He's like, there's going to be injury here. We need to replace
the
toilet
seat. They had to
get
that seat to you.
He was so excited by how slow the lid goes down.
Oh, it goes very slow.
Yeah. But I'm like, I guess it's to reduce the injuries. What injuries do you get from your toilet seat? Somebody please tell me. Raven, what do you have?
I would say that, you could get your finger stuck if you were, like, let's say you were trying to be super efficient and flip the seat down right as you rose off the seat. You could get a finger stuck in there. Or if you were on the ground and you were, like, clawing your way to the toilet, after a long night or something
like
that. What,
did you hit your head on the toilet seat?
I mean, anything could happen. You could knock the top off of the toilet and it could fall on your foot. That would be painful.
Producer
Justin is saying through the other window that he says he thinks it's a good idea right now. He's motioning. The big one that I really recall was peeling your backside off. You remember the padded seats they used to have?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Peeling off of one of those padded vinyl ones on a hot summer day.
Or if there was a slight crack in those.
Oh!
And they would just pinch your little behind.
Worse than a paper cut.
I mean, that's the only injury I ever remember from getting from a toilet.
The soft close elongated toilet seat from Toto is a great choice for your bathroom. Now at the Home Depot.
Yep, got it.
You got one for everybody, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Coming up this Monday, not only is it Martin Luther King Day, it's Inauguration Day, and that's when President-elect Donald Trump will become the nation's 47th president. And there's a lot that goes into an inauguration. I was at the White House last month, Raven, for a tour, and there was serious construction going on already. I was like, what are all these people doing? Why is there all this plywood everywhere?
What were they building?
They're building all these like places for people to sit, and they're building these walls. This is going to be the most stringent security in the history for a national security event.
It's going to be the hugest. We're going to have the biggest and best security ever.
He invited,
beautiful security.
250,000 people have been invited. Where do you put 250,000 people?
Kind of on the lawn, right? We'll put them over here to the left and then just put some more people over here on the mall lawn and all that.
So there's going to be over 25,000 law enforcement and military personnel deployed that day, including 4,000 officers coming in from other cities and 7,800 National Guard members. There's not going to be any parking. That I know for sure.
Yeah, no, that'll be tough. That'll be a tough ticket to get in there. Right. Use the public transportation.
All that plywood that I saw that they were putting up everywhere, it's anti-scale fencing that's being installed. 30 miles of it.
Yeah.
30 miles.
So I saw that. So, there's definitely going to be some fencing, and it's an outer perimeter this time. And a lot of times they wait until, because there's also, there's going to be protesting groups and stuff like that. There's always people that, get to be represented there. So all those things are going to be in place. And instead of setting that up like that week, like they were like, nope, let's get on it.
Yeah, definitely. And they were doing it last month while I was there. There's also going to be drones everywhere to aid surveillance.
Okay, well, as long as they're working for the right guys.
And there's been some controversy about the performers. So the performers that have agreed to perform include the Village People, Kid Rock, Billy Ray Cyrus, and Carrie Underwood. Carrie Underwood is going to sing America the Beautiful, and people were giving her a really hard time about it, and she released a statement. This is what she said.
Carrie telling ET in a statement, "I love our country and am honored to have been asked to sing at the inauguration and to be a small part of this historic event. I am humbled to answer the call at a time when we must all come together in the spirit of unity and looking to the future."
I mean, that's great. She should just run for vice president next time, or president. She's got a good statement.
She can, because she's older than the vice president. So the reason why I was so fired up before is Donald Trump is going to be the oldest person ever sworn in to the presidency.
Is that right?
78 years old, yes.
Wow.
But he has the youngest staff to take place since 1989. the average age of his all his picks for, you know, VP, chief of staff, mm-hmm. attorney general, secretaries, all these people is 54 years old. And if you look at some of the ages of these people, you think to yourself, I have not done enough in my life, because these are huge positions. First of all, J.D. Vance is 40. Okay. I didn't realize he was that young.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I know he had little kids, but I didn't realize he was that young.
Okay, well, I mean, that's good. A little bit of younger blood into the White House is a good idea. Who else?
Stephen Miller, he is going to be 39. Caroline Leavitt.
You said it like it was shocking.
Well, I mean these are people, huge jobs.
Yeah, but these are people qualified for their jobs. I mean, honestly, I think that it's probably a good idea we get some younger blood in there, Anna, because, you know, I mean, when you're 73 and you're in there voting for a bunch of other people below you.
No, I'm definitely into it.
Yeah,
100%.
Younger blood is good.
But Caroline Leavitt is going to be the youngest White House press secretary.
Leavitt?
She's going to be the youngest White House press secretary in the history. Guess how old Caroline is?
I don't know. She's younger than 30. She's 28. Let me guess, 28.
27.
Good.
I mean, she's got her whole life ahead of her.
Yeah, but she knows how to do press. I mean, she definitely knows how to make a meme.
Yeah.
Right?
It'll certainly be interesting.
She can handle the social media aspect.
Today, I'm like, all right, what else can I accomplish? My gosh.
You got to catch up now. Yeah.
It's another high-level fire alert as the Santa Ana winds are gathering pace today, and that's planned all throughout the day until tomorrow. Local Fire Chief Lance Edwards, you know, they keep saying that they're not sure when the fires are going to end. Or is it because of the wind? Is it because of the arsonists? What do you think the reason is?
I don't know if they declared any of the fires arson, have they?
Yeah, I mean, I've seen mixed news reports at this point. I think that they're backtracking a lot of that stuff today, as a matter of fact. So, you know, of course, everybody's got their own version of what transpired and what happened. But, you know, whether it's power problems, arsonists here, isolated incidents. But, you know, I think that a lot of people don't necessarily grasp the fact that these fires have the potential to light right back up.
Absolutely. I mean, one of them, they're still only like 11% contained. And right. So it's a long way from being extinguished. And with the Santa Ana winds, they're talking about, you know, the wind speeds about to increase. You got to remember, at certain points, they have to stop the helicopter drops from dropping water and the planes from dropping that fire retardant material. So this allows the fires to grow, something that can turn, you know, it could be 29,000 acres now. And in a few hours, it could be easily be 40, 50,000 acres going. First of all, I want to say my heart goes out to all of those who perished in this fire and those who lost everything. And also, I want people to understand the gravity of an incident like this going on, because these departments that are working extremely well together, they're still responding to calls. So typically we have emergencies, medical emergencies throughout the course of the day. These calls are still coming in while these departments, their resources are taxed. And if any state is prepared to deal with an emergency like this, I would say probably California is best suited for this.
Fire Chief Lance Edwards.
Chief, you know, there's a lot of people pointing fingers right now and they want to talk about preparedness and all that. But when a fire catches like this, with these type of winds and these conditions in the terrain, is there really anything that can be done besides it burning out?
There's very little that can be done. And also, let's not forget, the last 2 years, they received record rainfall.
Right.
So it wasn't a matter of dry terrain. It was overgrowth. Then you throw 100 mile per hour gusts on top of that.
Chief, you know, if you don't live in the area, but just in general to protect your home from fires, because you see how quickly it's like they have 5 minutes to prepare. They say get out. And then within 10 minutes, their house is gone. What should homeowners do, no matter where you live, to prepare if there's a fire at their house?
Typically, you're not going to be dealing with what California is dealing with right now. You want to make sure, A, you have working smoke detectors in your home. B, have a plan. We all understand that we need to get out of the house, gather your family, your pets, forget about personal objects, and get out and have a meeting place. Third, make sure if you happen to live somewhere in a rural area that you don't have overgrown dead brush around the home. Because all it takes is someone to flick a cigar or a cigarette out of the car. And if you have a lot of overgrown brush close to your home, you're certainly going to create an exposure that you don't need to do.
One last question. It might be dumb and feel free to laugh at me. I got influenced on Instagram to buy a fire blanket. So basically it lives in my kitchen, and if there's a fire like at my stove or something like that, I just throw the blanket over that. Goodbye, or bad bye.
It's a goodbye.
It's a goodbye. And I will say this, I would also get yourself an extinguisher. But also, I will say this to most people, leave it to the professionals. Unfortunately, we find too many people that try to extinguish the fire themselves and end up becoming a statistic. The one thing I always recommend, call 911 and get yourself and your pets out of the home.
Fire Chief Lance Edwards, thank you so much for taking the time. As always, we appreciate it.
One couple.
It makes me furious. I just don't get it.
This is what she wants to do.
One problem.
My daughter wants to do a spa weekend for her 16th birthday.
And I'm being deprived of going there because I'm a guy?
You decide the outcome.
All right, Gabby, you got to be happy to hear that, right?
Yeah, I mean, we can have a family dinner when we get back in town.
It's Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us and let us know what their disagreement is about, and then it's up for you to decide who's right. This program is sponsored by BetterHelp. BetterHelp makes it easy to match with a licensed therapist. Get 10% off your first month of online therapy at BETTERHELP.com/Anna and Raven. Louisa and Peter. Louisa, what's going on?
Hey, y'all. This is crazy, but my 17-year-old daughter wants to bring her boyfriend on our ski trip with us. We're going to Montreal as a family. And, you know, it's one of those requests that a 17-year-old would make, and I've gotten to the point where I'm all right with it. I've accepted it. It's fine. And my husband is not on board at all.
Peter, what's your side of this?
I'm definitely not on board. Number one, I really don't know the kid. Number two, I really don't like the kid. Number three, why does he even have to be in my presence? That's all my concern is. And then he's around my daughter, which I definitely don't like.
Okay, Peter, I mean, this would not be the first time that I've heard this argument. On the other hand, like, she's of that age that she's going to be dating somebody. So is he truly, like, a bad kid? Or have you, like, just not spent any time around this kid? Or what? Because it sounds like you're basically like, I don't want to look at him. I don't want to see him.
Any kid that wants to be around my daughter's presence when I'm not or am around is a bad kid in my eyes. So this kid's existence is not good for me.
Well, I mean, by bringing him on the vacation, doesn't that just make your daughter happy and somebody to ski with and somebody to hang out with?
Because you're coming up on that age where if you don't, you know, include, then she'll be able to make decisions on her own at some point.
100%. But right now, I think we still got a little bit more time before that happens. I just like to keep my baby nice and pure, and I feel like he's not. No one is good enough for her.
Yeah,
to be honest.
But what's the difference if she brings him versus she brings one of her friends?
Well, if she brings one of her girlfriends, I don't have to worry about certain things. I can say that much.
Yeah, I mean, rooming situation is a little bit different, obviously,
exactly.
Right? Like, I mean, you don't want to put them in their own hotel room together.
Absolutely not.
I get that. Bring your girlfriend. It's easier. Listen, some people, they think that this is okay. You're including, you're recognizing your daughter's who she wants to bring and her feelings and so forth, and that's going to pay dividends. On the other hand, there's other people that are like, what's the rush? You're still in charge. You know, monitor that as much as you can and keep that isolation as much as you feel is important.
She's 17, you said?
Yeah.
Is
she a junior or senior?
She's a junior.
Right.
And how about the boyfriend? Junior, senior, 17, same age, older, younger, what?
He's a junior also.
Yeah.
I don't know. Would you let your 17-year-old daughter bring her boyfriend on a flyaway trip to Montreal?
Who's going to pay for it? One more question.
Well, that's the other thing, is that we would have to sort of cover the cost. His parents have said that they'll pay for his flight. Then we would have to, of course, get another hotel room because we can't all fit into one hotel room,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
So,
sure.
And, you know, we have to pay for his meals, and it does add up.
Right.
Another reason why he shouldn't come.
But not having to see your daughter scowl the whole time and ruin the trip might be worth it, too.
It might still happen.
If you had a family trip planned to Montreal to go skiing and your 17-year-old daughter said, is it okay if I bring my boyfriend? I really want to bring him. Please, Mom. Please, Dad. Let me bring him. What would you say? That's what's going on, Louisa and Peter. And Louisa's like, what's the big deal? Our son will be happy. He has somebody to hang out with. It's another one other person that we have to pay for. But the kids will be happy and we can have a nice trip.
Yeah, Peter thinks that's absolutely ridiculous. There's no way that my daughter's boyfriend is coming along on this trip. She's 17. She doesn't need to be hanging around with him. I don't want to go ahead and normalize this situation because that only leads to more trouble down the road. This is a family vacation, not family plus this kid that I don't know.
Whose side are you on? Drew.
I made this mistake after friends warned me about it, and I know friends that have made this mistake. What's going to happen is they're going to go up there, they're going to hang out by themselves. It's not going to be a family vacation. You might as well just pay for a personal trip for them and leave it alone, because you're not going to be hanging out with her. She's going to want nothing to do with you or the rest of the family, so don't bring them. It's just trouble.
Leave him home.
That's an interesting thought. I never even thought that she would just ditch me and not want to spend time with me.
I mean, it's likely, right? Like, what happens when they have a friend come over the house, too, or whatever? They hang out in their room.
Yeah, but they got to eat, right? Don't they have to eat?
Okay, three meals a day, but that's not a vacation together.
You have a family trip planned to Montreal. Ski trip. Everybody's excited. And then your 17-year-old daughter says, Mom, Dad, please, 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 can I bring my boyfriend? Please, please, please.
Yeah, Peter thinks that's a terrible idea. Louisa, Mom says, you know what? I've come around to it. It's totally fine. We were going to bring one of our girlfriends anyways. Dad says, you're lucky we're bringing your girlfriend. No way we're bringing a boyfriend. I don't even want to hear about your boyfriend. I don't want to talk about your boyfriend. I don't like your boyfriend.
You know, he's concerned about, now you have to pay for an extra room.
Right, because they're not going to room them together.
Of course not, and monitor the situation. And, you know, what is it going to be like with him there? But Louisa figures, you know, she's 17. She's basically almost an adult at this point. But what do you think?
My name is Spencer, and I'm here with my aunt. And we want to let you guys know that I think the daughter should be able to bring her boyfriend on that ski trip. She's 17. She should be able to make her decisions in some aspect. And I think that she'll be bored otherwise. And if the boyfriend is a nice kid, it'll be okay. And they could get a hotel room suite, honestly. It wouldn't cost that much more, like a bedroom. And the father sounds a little bit like he is just like a little sheltering, if you know what I mean.
The thing, I agree with a lot of what you said, but what I don't think is fair is that she's old enough to make her own choices, but she's not old enough to pay her own bills.
Yeah, she's not old enough to sign for that hotel room either, as
right.
a matter of fact.
So, yeah.
But,
yeah.
You know, thank you for the vote.
Thanks, Spencer.
Hey, Julie, what do you think about this? Whose side are you on today?
I'm on the dad's side. I think that it's a family trip. It should stay a family trip. If the daughter wants to spend time with her boyfriend, then there's other times to do that. If she was over 18.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe in college, different situation. She's a minor.
Okay.
Going on a family trip. So I'm on dad's side.
If he wants in on this family trip, he's got to marry into it. He's got to marry into Montreal. Joe, what do you say? Whose side are you on?
I'm on his side. I think that they should take him on a family vacation because, you know, it's going to be a hangout situation. And, you know, they're going to pay for somebody to go on a vacation where it's not even worth going on vacation.
All right. No freeloader.
And isn't it weird when you have outsiders on your trip? You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, even if it's somebody that you like and they're sweet, sometimes you just want to be with your family.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And interactions happen within your family, too, that you don't necessarily want a guest to be part of. Right.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Peter, our audience agreed with you. If you really don't feel comfortable having him there, you don't love having him there, you're not really ready to accept the fact that your daughter is dating, it's only going to be uncomfortable for you and you're going to have to foot the bill. No, hard pass on this. Tell her she could bring one of her own friends or it's just going to be a family trip.
Exactly. And the biggest thing for me, hey, the more comfortable she gets around us, the more closer to grandparentville I get, and I don't like that ideal at all. So leave him where he is and what she can see when he gets back.
It might not be a popular choice in your house, but you've got the endorsement for enough. You got the votes of the people that understand here that say, you don't need to bend on this, right? You're not building friendships, right? You're raising your daughter. So best of luck. I hope the trip is a good one. Louisa, she'll just have to bring a girlfriend.
Yeah, I guess so. You know, that's the point of this. I told my husband we'll honor what the people say. So that worked for me.
Now she can meet Jacques. On the ski mountain, Anna, if you will.
All right, if you have a problem, too, send an email. couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Campy Raven Cash Jackpot is $5,100 thanks to Sherwin-Williams. Shop the Sherwin-Williams Winter Sale and get 30% off paints and stains January 17th through the 27th. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Oh, we've got a team today. We've got Annika, Luke, and Emma. Is that correct?
That is correct.
All right, let's do this. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
You got it. Good luck, guys.
Okay.
Thank you.
$5,100.
All right, so Raven's walking out. That door is going to close, and he won't be able to hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you five pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. He'll come back in. Same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. Ready to play?
Yes.
Let's do it. Number one, Timothy Chalamet will host Saturday Night Live on January 25th, and he will be his own musical guest. No word if he'll be singing the songs of the artist that he portrays in the movie A Complete Unknown. What artist is that?
That's Bob Dylan.
Number two, 37% of Americans don't care who wins the Super Bowl. The most popular teams are the Kansas City Chiefs and the Detroit Lions. If the Chiefs play and win again, how many Super Bowl wins in a row will they have?
They will have a three-peat.
Number three, the Wiggles are releasing a full country album called Wiggle Up, Giddy Up, featuring Dolly Parton, Lainey Wilson, and other stars. In their hit song, Hot Potato, what food comes after hot potato?
Oh, God. I don't know.
Okay. Number four, congrats to Brittany and Patrick Mahomes. They welcome their third child, a baby girl. It's their second daughter. Their children's names are Sterling, Bronze, and now what's the baby's name that's also very much on brand?
Platinum.
Number five, Jessica Simpson and Eric Johnson have split up after 10 years of marriage. Jessica Simpson was previously married to Nick Lachey. He was part of what boy band?
98 Degrees.
Okay, let me bring Raven back in. Did I say Timothy Chalamet wrong again? Chalamet. So it's an inside joke here that for some reason I cannot say Timothy Chalamet's name right, no matter how many times I say it.
Timothy.
Producer Julie wants to die right now. All right. So she got 3 out of 5 right.
Not great, not terrible. Let's see how I go.
Number one, Timothy Chalamet will host Saturday Night Live on January 25th, and he's going to be his own musical guest. No word if he'll be singing the songs of the artist that he portrays in the movie A Complete Unknown. What artist is that?
Bob Dylan.
Yes. Why can't I say that dude's name? I've been practicing for months.
All it's right. Not a big deal.
All right. Number all two, right. Says Raven, who never says it right.
He's going to do fine.
Number two, 37% of Americans don't care who wins the Super Bowl. The most popular teams are the Kansas City Chiefs and the Detroit Lions.
Yeah.
If the Chiefs play and win again, how many Super Bowl wins in a row will they have?
3.
That's right. Number three, the Wiggles are releasing a full country album called Wiggle Up, Giddy Up. I love it. Featuring
word.
Dolly Parton, Lainey Wilson, and other stars.
Okay.
In their hit song, Hot Potato, what food comes after hot potato?
Don't have any idea. Broccoli.
Cold spaghetti.
Okay.
Yep. Number four, congrats to Brittany and Patrick Mahomes. They welcome their third child, a baby girl. It's their second daughter. Their children's names are Sterling, Bronze, and now what's the baby's name that's on brand?
New baby's name is Golden Ray.
Golden Ray is correct. And Number five, Jessica Simpson and Eric Johnson have split up after 10 years of marriage. Jessica Simpson was previously married to Nick Lachey. He was part of what boy band?
98 Degrees.
Yes.
On tour this year.
I'm sorry, guys. He beat you 4-3 today. That's going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
All right. This is Annika, Emma, and Luke, and we can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, the three of you. $5,200 tomorrow, Anna.
Hot potato, hot potato.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper. Distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.